The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Greg. Welcome to the show. And yes, it's weird that I'm even doing a show, because in the last 25 years, it's been pretty sparse as far as hope goes. Unlike this season. So let's get this show started, because boy, oh boy, it's not just me. Everyone is talking about us in a positive way for the first time in a very long time. And I mean, for good reason. So we're going to hit on that and a bunch of free agent stuff. And I'm just jacked, so happy that we got our coach and his staff. Man, you guys should be just flipping out, as I am. And you're going to hear why here on show 683. All right, Raider Nation, on this show we will have the coaching staff. Just a bit about who we have teaching the men the sport of football. What a change, what a difference, what a dynamic when you have a staff and a coach and a general manager that truly, without any BS or bullshit, are on the same page. Oh my gosh! We have been going and spending some money. Right? We got the dough, and we're spending it all over. We're flipping people out with the bond money we're spending on players. I don't care. We have it. We didn't spend it last year. We got a lot of room, got a lot of spots. But man, have we been making some fantastic choices. And what a difference that is. So refreshing. So we're going to hit on that too. We do have a bone line. I'm going to talk about some players that are available. I'm going to throw that here and there. But man, oh man, if you're a Raider fan and you're within listening distance of this show, you should be quivering with anticipation on this season, because boy, oh boy, let me tell you, we are a different, completely different organization in a real positive light. Man, it's like fresh air. Let's get to it, shall we? You know, I was a little flipped out. As you know, you heard it on my show about whether they were going to get Kubiak or not. You know, because we've all been used to where we really want to get this guy, but he doesn't want to come here, so we'll get this other guy. Everything worked this season like a magic thing. It's like magic beans or magic whatever, because the cap space, the draft pick, the general manager, the cap space. I go back to the cap space twice because it's majorly important. The fact that we had a decent team to begin with, that's also a plus. I mean, I don't need to go over the names, Bowers, Genty, Beck,
Jack Besh.
You know, we have a team. We have a team now with focus and direction. And let's just use this word because it's hard to say it. Organizational skills. Wow. Crazy, but it's so true. Our staff is fresh. Kubiak's dad is a genius. He's, you know the tree he came from. The rat tree, the Shannon rat tree. But his offense was incredible. His son took it, and Clint has it, and we're going to use a variation of it. And you can see by the players that we picked up in free agency how that's going to work out. And, well, let me just tell you, I'm so excited. We have a special teams coach, the Kamenix.
Joe DeCamillis.
Joe, special teams, has been an expert special teams coach. Now, we got rid of Carlson. I was kind of freaked out about that, but we did pick up his favorite guy and the special teams coach real name is Joe DeCamillis. Finally got that one straight. Randy's going to probably laugh. And Rob Leonard, of course, is our defensive coordinator who people were speculating he got the job because of Max Crosby. Crosby's gone. I didn't even talk about that yet. You know, two first-round picks I thought was a little lean for our man. I know that he's recovering from surgery, but holy guacamole, we should have got a player at least. I mean, I'm not complaining too much. And the whole circumstance behind Max leaving, to me, it boils down to this. The scuttlebutt, he denied it, kind of, but he really didn't. So, you know, it was like, I want to leave, but I don't want anybody to be mad at me kind of a thing. Whatever, dude. You got a new team. You're on the Ravens. Good luck. Goodbye. Because I'm not going to look for Max Crosby unless we play the Ravens. Then I will. But, yeah, he's gone. He's off the team. And really, he wanted to be off the team. That's what it boils down to. All the BS, all the talk about he's a Raider. And I understand he's got Raider tattoos, you know, all over. Hey, well, that was his choice. Just like leaving. That was also his choice. The Raiders made the best of it. And that's how it went down. I'm not blaming the Raiders for getting two first round picks for a guy that doesn't want to really be here. I'm happy. That's a great win for us.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
You know, it's funny in free agency, especially this time of year, and for us especially, things change very quickly. So, Max Crosby, as I'm sure you already know, was kicked, punted back to the Raiders from the Ravens in a cheap-ass, pardon my French, move. You know, it's not required that they say why they canceled the trade. There's no reason required. They can cancel it for nothing. But the fact they said that he didn't pass the physical was kind of a slap in the face to Max Crosby. First of all, it drags his value down. Second of all, the Raiders, I mean, they knew that he had surgery on his knee. I'm not sure what that was about, but cheap shot. But again, we're used to this kind of stuff, I think. So we're just going to see how it plays out. There were other people in line, but who knows what's going to happen? We didn't know he was going to leave in the first place. And the way it happened is just so ugly. I just hope that he finds a place that he wants to go or stays here and plays for us. Whatever makes him happy, that would make me happy. And that is the newest.
Welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And the biggest news of the day on Tuesday was that the Baltimore Ravens have decided to back out of the Max Crosby trade. As a matter of fact, the Raiders put out a statement late on Tuesday, right after my radio show was over. The Baltimore Ravens have backed out of our trade agreement for Max Crosby. We'll have no further comment at this time. So that happened right after my local show, Unnecessary Roughness, got wrapped up. I don't know what it was. It felt like the Raiders waited till I said, Raider Nation, have a good night. Then all of a sudden, bink! That hit social media, and that took off like wildfire. The good thing is that I had my ESPN radio show to be able to talk about it, so I was talking about it in great detail. League sources told ESPN the Ravens backed out because of medical concerns that arose during a physical. Trades are contingent on players passing a physical and aren't official until the start of the new league year, which is Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. That obviously is today. So that is something that, one, shouldn't have been a surprise that he wasn't going to pass a physical. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a guy that's ever worked in the NFL office. I'm a radio host and a podcast host. And I've been saying for weeks on this show that he wasn't going to be able to pass a physical. He didn't just have an arthroscopic knee surgery. Look, I've had the arthroscopic and I've had two ACL tears, right? So I know when you have knee surgeries, how long it takes to come back. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network put out around the Super Bowl time that Max, he wouldn't be able to pass a physical either. I mean, he stated that, and I want to say that we had that sound here on the show right around the Super Bowl when I was in San Francisco on Radio Row each and every day. He mentioned it, that it wasn't just some meniscus snip, it was a complete repair. So it was going to take some time, but he was on track to, you know, get healthy. We know that Max attacks rehab really well, and he was going to be ready for the offseason workout program. So it wasn't a big surprise. Kirk Morrison, who joins my show each and every Monday, he had said last week, I don't think that a Max trade is going to happen because he can't pass a physical. Like, we all knew that, and none of us are doctors. So all of a sudden, for it to say that, well, Baltimore, you know, something came up during the physical and he can't pass it. To me, I'm ringing the bell on that. And if anyone doesn't know what ringing the bell is, anytime I'm in the barbershop, I go each and every Saturday and someone says something out of pocket, someone says something that's BS, we say, man, ring the bell on them. So I'm ringing the bell on the Baltimore Ravens, who, oh, by the way, still have not made a statement to this moment of what happened and why they decided to not go through with the trade. So Max's agent, CJ LeBoy, put out a statement on Tuesday as well. Max continues to be on track in his recovery, and if anything, is ahead of schedule, according to his surgeon. Max remains on track to return during the offseason program and will undoubtedly return as the dominant game wrecker he's been these past 7 seasons. Now, that's his agent. He's supposed to say that. But I can tell you, from being around Max, seeing Max, I saw him progress from the guy who had the knee surgery, who had the scooter, you know, make sure that his knee was up, had the crutches, to all of a sudden walking around with just a sleeve on his leg, obviously getting better. He was showing that. Again, Max is the one dude, the thing I can guarantee about him is he attacks his rehab and he attacks it in a serious way. So he wants to make sure that he is good to go. Again, this should not be a surprise at all. Now, the other side of this, and again, I'm looking at Baltimore sideways. This is not the first time that Baltimore has ever backed out of a deal, whether it's for a free agent or a trade, and they've designated it a failed physical. And there's 32 teams in the league, 32 different team doctors, 32 designations of what is acceptable and what's not. So what Baltimore might look at and say, yeah, that's not an acceptable, that's not the outcome that of the physical that we wanted, we don't want to go through with this, doesn't necessarily mean that's the same for, say, the Cowboys or another team. I'm just throwing teams out there, right? So I do understand that there's different levels to this. But again, I'm just not buying this. Something doesn't smell right, right? It doesn't pass the smell test here. One, they landed Max Crosby. They were super excited about it. They were willing to give up 2 first-round picks. And then all of a sudden they weren't. And this happens to be after not only did they lose Tyler Lindenbaum to the Raiders, right? They money whipped him, hit him with $27 million a year, $81 million over a 3-year, contract. They lost him, and they lost about 7 guys in free agency that, you know, again, other teams came to agreement with. Again, cannot become official until this afternoon, 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern. And I think that they honestly looked at their roster and said, wait a minute, hold on. We had a team that looked pretty stinking good. And adding Max Crosby was a cherry on top. Now, all of a sudden, we lost our starting center. We've lost multiple players. And they didn't just lose role players. They lost some guys that could play. And so they had some holes to fill. I remember talking to Jameson Hensley from ESPN, who covers the Ravens, and he told me, he's like, man, they landed Max, but they've got some holes to fill now that they've, you know, lost so many other guys. So, yeah, that's great to be able to get Max, but now they're losing a bunch of talent. And, oh, by the way, they don't have 2 first-round picks, something that I talked about. They had never given up a first-round pick for any player, and they turned around and gave up 2 first-round picks for Max Crosby. I look at it as buyer's remorse. I really do. And the longer that they say nothing makes me feel like they're saying something. I want to talk about what's next for Max Crosby, what's next for the Silver and Black. Vinny Bonsignor, who does a great job with the California Post and obviously Raider Nation Radio 920, the morning tailgate, he tweeted out, I've been told by 2 league sources that the Raiders should have the necessary cap space to welcome Max back and honor all the free agent commitments that they've made. If so, the team Crosby returns to is far different than the one he briefly left. Enough to want to stay? That's the question. If you're trying to remember all the deals that they, you know, agreed to, and that's a big deal. Like, a lot of people were hitting me up. What does that mean for the signings? Well, none of the signings are signings. They were just agreements. So Tyler Lindenbaum, 3 years, $81 million. Quay Walker, 3 years, $40.5 million. N'Kobe Dean, 3 years, $36 million. Jalen Naylor, 3 years, $35 million. Quiddy Pay, 3 years, $48 million. Eric Stokes, 3 years, $30 million. Malcolm Kuntz, 1 year, $11 million. I don't know the numbers for Matt Gay, the kicker, and Taron Johnson, the cornerback. That's a trade as well. So apparently the Raiders are still in good position. They did have plenty of money, so they could still honor all those. Are they going to want to honor all those is going to be another question if Max Crosby does, in fact, return with the Raiders and stay there, right? No, nobody knows 100% for sure. Adam Schefter did tweet this out on Tuesday night. The Raiders have already received calls from several teams inquiring about the availability of Max Crosby in a trade per source. For now, though, the Raiders are prepared to get Crosby healthy and have him play for Las Vegas, but they are listening to other teams. So, a couple different ideas here. Max Crosby could return to the Raiders and he could still be in play. And I know a lot of people say, well, what about the hurt feelings with him not wanting to be there, them trading him, and then all of a sudden they welcome him back? They'll move on from that. Max is a great player. They'd get past that. If they decide they wanted to welcome him back, I'm sure all those guys in the locker room, as you saw some people in that locker room on social media on Tuesday, talk about Max. I saw J.J. Pegues with a Max Crosby shirt on. I think Max put it on his Instagram page. So there's guys in that locker room that are celebrating because they're realizing right now Max Crosby is still a member of the Raiders. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to stay there. As Adam Schefter said, several teams have reached out. Now, are they going to get two ones in return? No, right? Most likely not going to happen. But I like what was said at the end of the tweet from Adam Schefter when he said, for now, the Raiders are prepared to get Crosby healthy and have him play for Las Vegas, but they're listening to other teams. What does that sound like to you, Raider Nation? That sounds like to me when John Spytek at the podium at the scouting combine in Indianapolis said, yeah, we anticipate Max Crosby playing with us in 2026, but we're listening. So basically, let it be known that we're comfortable keeping him. We're comfortable because he's a really good player. We want to add him and keep him in the mix. But if you want him, you're going to have to, you know, step up to the table and give us what we want in return. And that's how they ultimately landed the two first-round picks from Baltimore. Now, it stinks that Baltimore went through with it and then didn't go through with it because there were other teams that were in line. The Bears, they were talking about two first-round picks. They just weren't as high as number 14 overall. The Cowboys were giving up a first-round pick and a second-round pick and a player. But will they do that now? Word is on social media on Tuesday night from Jane Slater and many others that cover the Cowboys that they're not interested in it. They're going to continue to go with the Rashawn Gary move that they agreed on that trade. Will they or will they not? I don't know. But right now, that's what they're saying. The Lions, they were a team that was interested. The Bills briefly had some interest. Obviously, the Ravens had interest. Could they revisit it? Could they adjust the trade? Maybe. But if I'm the Raiders, I'm so angry at the Ravens, I wouldn't negotiate with them just out of spite. And that's probably not the right approach, right? If you really, truly want to move on from them, they're saying, hey, we'll give up a first and say a third that's conditional, and if he plays a certain amount of games, then he'll move up to a second or a 2-1, whatever the case may be, however you want to write it. You could do that if you want to still continue to move on with the trade. But me personally, if I'm John Spytek and the Raiders, I'm angry because now you're trying to, as the Baltimore Ravens, make me look like I tried to hide something from you. And I don't think that they did. Now, again, I'm not in the building. I wasn't in the conversations, so I don't know what was disclosed and what wasn't disclosed. But if you're the Raiders and you're Max Crosby, you know, the Baltimore Ravens are making you feel like, you know, you tried to pull the wool over him, right? And tried to pull it off like, oh, he's well on his way to recovery, but he's not. I feel some kind of way about that. I don't want to negotiate with them, right? But again, that's me. So maybe they do. Maybe they decide to revisit it. I actually had a couple people that cover the league that hit me up. It was like, it sounds like the Raiders and the Ravens are going to still make a trade, but it's going to be for, you know, just lesser capital. Like I said, I wouldn't do that. And they weren't saying that they were going to, but they felt like that was what was going to happen next. The Eagles are a team. Howie Roseman, I think he would love this opportunity. If this ain't right up Howie Roseman's, you know, alley, oh, I can lowball them. I can get a great player and not have to give up everything that they wanted originally. Like, I feel like the Ravens really sabotaged what John Spytek and the Raiders were doing. If I'm the Raiders, I'm so salty right now with Eric DaCosta and the Baltimore Ravens because now you could have gone in a different direction. You went with them, and now you put it out there that Max is more banged up than people expected, and so now, of course, nobody's going to offer you what they were offering you at one stage of the game because now they feel like you're desperate to move them. Seahawks, I can see them making a move for him. I absolutely could, right? John Schneider, I'm sure he would love to have Max, but again, at a more reasonable rate and a more reasonable, you know, trade. And then honestly, just like Vinny said, return to the Raiders. I can see that happening. I don't know how this is going to play out. None of us do. This is kind of one of those wait and see. It's one of those, if you've been a Raider fan for a long time, it's like, man, the Raiders just can't. There's nothing that the Raiders can do that can ever be easy. Everything's got to be difficult. Everything's got to have a twist and turn. Everything has got to be like a real-life reality show. Like, who needs reality TV when you got the Raiders? Right? People ask me all the time, man, it must be tough to cover the Raiders, man. It must be tough to talk about them every day. No, not at all. There's always something, and this is very much unfortunate. You know, I had some people hitting me up on Tuesday night, angry, man, the Raiders, they're so unserious. I'm like, this ain't their fault. This ain't the Raiders' fault. Like, I can't put this on the Raiders. They had a deal in place, and the Ravens backed out. And they haven't denied it. They haven't put a statement out saying, no, we didn't back out. The Raiders did this, that, and the other. And I know there's medical laws where you can't disclose everything. I get that. But you can push back and say something. Say, hey, man, that's not necessarily how this thing played out. It'll all work out in the wash. You'll all see at some stage of the game what's going on, but that's not how it shook out. Them saying nothing, as I mentioned in segment number one, silence tells you a lot as far as I'm concerned. So I can see him returning to the Raiders. And look, I'll throw this out there. And I said it on my ESPN show on Tuesday night. If Max were to return to the Raiders, and I'll never say that he shouldn't return to the Raiders, right? Because he's a great player, and the Raiders need as many great players as possible. You want to talk about a motivated dude? You want to talk about a dude that'd be ready to ball out? You were talking about a dude that would have Defensive Player of the Year on his mind? He'd be returning to a team that looks 1,000% different than the team he left on Friday. Way different. Right, especially with all those additions, if they're still in line to sign all those guys, and maybe they decide that they don't want to sign one or two of those guys because Max back in the mix. I don't know what they would have to do, but this team would look so much different just with the Tyler Lindenbaum, just with the Quay Walker, just with N'Kobe Dean, right? Those guys added to the mix right there, you know, one on the offensive line and two on in the linebacking room. All of a sudden, they look totally different. So, again, I would expect to see a guy just motivated to wreck havoc, right? And I think he would do that with any team, but if he returned to the Raiders, I think his chip on his shoulder would be even bigger because he knows that he was already gone. He put out the goodbye video, the thank you video. He was in Baltimore. He was putting on his social media that he was there. He was flying high. He was feeling good. And then all of a sudden, he got the rug pulled under him. I could see him. He's that kind of guy where all you need is a little something to feel like you've been slighted, and then all of a sudden you're motivated to go all the way in. Oh, okay, you're gonna doubt me, or you're gonna say that I'm damaged goods. I'll show you. As we all know, he was a fourth round pick, a guy that got back into the preseason game with a jacked up hand. Right, he broke his hand in the preseason game, ran back into the locker room, got it taped back up, and went out there and played because he didn't want to miss no time. He didn't want anyone to take his spot. If this were to end up where he ends up back with the silver and black, I guarantee you he's going to ball out. He might just have a career year.
I don't know. It is what it is, and that's what we have to do. We got to deal with that and then move the heck on for sure. All right, so Al Holcomb, senior defensive assistant. I think this guy is going to be the mentor for Rob Leonard. They're going to work very closely together. Leonard's going to learn a lot from this guy. And our coaching staff in general is just full of really wise, smart, chill coaches. And a lot of young guys. I just think that this is a great opportunity for this team, coaching team style to form. That everyone is not in their own kingdom. Like the linebackers aren't part of the defensive line. They're totally different. I think in Kubiak's style, everyone talks to everyone. I think that's much healthier and it's much more effective. And we'll see that next season. But I do like the fact that the coaches are good teachers, which we haven't had, trust me. So the big signing for everyone else in the NFL was Tyler Lindenbaum, center from the Ravens, $80 million, $60 million guaranteed, a whopper of a contract. But your center is the second most important position on the offense, next to the quarterback. He calls the protections, he moves the line, he makes sure the quarterback knows where everybody is and what he should do. Gives him the whole field. This is super important. And he was a great center, still is a great center. The Ravens couldn't pay him, and neither could anybody else. Couldn't pay him that money, but the Raiders could. And the need at center is great. I know JPJ played center, and they jacked him around a little bit, but I think they'll move him to guard, and he'll be just fine. Now, keep in mind, this is just free agency, and we had more money than anybody else. We have to spend the minimum to the floor of the cap, and we're not there yet. And we still have more money than anyone else. Lindenbaum was a three-time Pro Bowl center. That says everything. And the fact that the Ravens offered him a great deal, just several million less than we did, and he knew it was time to grab the bag, and he grabbed the bag, and he's going to be a center for one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history, I believe. Truly. Okay, Quiddy Pay.
Quiddy Pay.
An edge rusher. This guy pressures quarterbacks.
Brady with some pressure, steps up, wrapped up and sacked. Quiddy Pay, the rookie, got home.
This guy pressures quarterbacks.
Third down and 12 for Las Vegas. Carr moving to his right, wrapped up. Down he goes. It's Quiddy Pay again.
But we only give this guy $16 million a year. He came from Indiana, the Colts. Good motor.
Oh, boy. Is this going to be back-to-back-to-back sacks for this Michigan defense? Quiddy Pay was in there again.
How about how they bounce him around? They moved him from the right to the middle, now to the outside. He's able to get around the right tackle there again with his speed.
Hopkins to throw. Hopkins stepped up. Sack. Lost. Michigan has a football. And the Wolverines survive. Quiddy Pay knocked it loose and grabbed it.
Third and seven at the 48. Thorson backpedaling. Thorson in trouble. Goes through his progressions and is sacked. Quiddy Pay. A loss of six, and who could forget the big Quiddy Pay play against Army?
Good player, a lot of pressures, good on the run. I mean, really good on the run. Good run defender. Max was a good run defender, too. He was excellent in pressure. This guy's not going to be Max Crosby, but he's going to be a great piece, along with Malcolm Kuntz, which they re-signed, which is awesome. And we got some great players. Oh, my gosh. We re-signed Eric Stokes, who was the bright light in our defensive backfield last season. He was everywhere. Very good. He'll do better this year. And they gave him good money. He deserved it. He earned it. $30 million over 3 years. Well worth it, the way he played. Tyron Johnson, we got him from the Bills. Defensive back as well. He's a good player. He started to come into his own. I think Spytek did a great job researching these free agents, and I think we got some great players. I'm not just saying it. Everyone else is saying it. Tyron Johnson will fit right in. Then we got two killer linebackers. We're going to that 3-4, I'm telling you right now, because that's why you have these monsters. The Kobe Dean, linebacker.
Set up the screen. Oh, it's blown up by Dean. Flag is down. Dean with a big hit on Wilson.
Lawrence has time. Looking for Johnson. And it's picked off! The Kobe Dean!
Beast from the Eagles. Man, this guy is big, strong, and he's very fast. Such a good deal for us. Quay Willis, or Walken, excuse me.
Quay Walker.
He came from Green Bay. Another linebacker who's a hard hitter who can cover and also rush the passer.
The Kobe Dean, Quay Walker, former teammates at Georgia. I cannot emphasize how big of a day today has been for the Las Vegas Raiders. Between the Kobe Dean, Quay Walker, and Malcolm Kuntz, out of those three players that the Raiders just signed, which one is your favorite move? Is it Quay Walker? Is it Malcolm Kuntz? Is it Nakobe Dean? We needed linebacker depth. The fact that we went from a Landon Roberts and Devin White to Nakobe Dean and Quay Walker, I cannot emphasize what that truly means in terms of an upgrade. So Adam, Nakobe Dean, Quay Walker, and Malcolm Kuntz, which is your favorite deal? For me personally, if I had to rank the deals, I would go number one, Nakobe Dean, your weak side linebacker, sideline to sideline. He was ranked my number four overall linebacker that I wanted the Raiders to be able to sign behind Devin Lloyd, Boye Mafe, and Adafe Owe. Like, I want to be very clear on how big and how good of a signing Nakobe Dean is for the Raiders. The next deal that I like a lot, I'm actually going to go with Malcolm Kuntz, the one-year $11 million, because it's that one-year prove-it deal, and Malcolm did get better by the end of the season. I think you could tell early on that ACL wasn't ready yet. The ACL was not 100% healthy. He did get better, but it's also the confidence in Rob Leonard. Malcolm Kuntz and Rob Leonard is a great, great combination, and if Leonard's going to believe in him, I think Malcolm is actually built more to be an outside linebacker than a defensive end in the National Football League. But that's not to say that Quay Walker is also not a good linebacker. Quay's going to be your Mike. He's going to be your green dot. He's at 25 and a half, 26 years old. It's the combination, though. Like, the combination of a Mike middle linebacker like Quay, who is a thumper in the middle of your defense, who is going to bring the frickin' heat every single snap, and then he's next to his old Georgia teammate. They did a lot of winning together, Nakobe Dean. I mean, can we just look at that right now? Soak it in. If you would have told me when I woke up this morning that the Raiders would have the free agency day that they did, I don't know if I would have believed you. I really, truly do not know if I would have believed you, because it's just such an outstanding day. I am not often speechless when I do this show. I feel pretty damn speechless right now. Quay Walker, going to be that green dot again for the Las Vegas Raiders, was the first round pick in the 2022 NFL draft. He's got 58 games underneath his belt. He isn't what I would like to consider a tackling machine. Solid against the run, does struggle in coverage here a little bit, but it's the combination, and I'm going to keep saying that over and over, the combination of Quay Walker and Nakobe Dean, 26, 27 years old, it's such a young, dynamic linebacker group that is one together. John Spytek and Clint Kubiak, I just can remember him saying it over and over and over again. They want guys with football experience. They want guys that know how to win. I am a believer, and raise your hand, type me down below if you've heard me say it before, winning is contagious, and I want guys that know how to win. I get winning in college football, and the NFL is completely different. But I also think it's the mental preparation and it's the way that your team prepares. It looks very similar. Knowing what to do. Knowing how to be a good teammate. Outstanding day here for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Our defense is going to be completely different next year. It's going to be very refreshing because we've been with I Need a Graham for so long. We're used to this lethargic defense with one good player. Not going to be the way it is next year. We're going to have a revamped, retooled, much more effective defense than we had last season. Even though we're missing the best pass rusher on the planet, we're going to be just fine. We have Dante Thornton, which is coming back. The fast receiver, that 6'5" guy that has bad hands. But again, we have great coaches. I just think this is going to be a great, great season for guys that have trouble in any position. Now, they say that Lindenberg has bad pass defending skills. Like, he's not good defending the passer. You know what, man? Give me a break. They say Mendoza sucks. They say a lot of stuff about the players the Raiders get. That's some bullshit. And the reason I say that is that they're just trying to put us down. That's what they do. I see the positive end. And I see that our scheme and the way we play and the way Mendoza is going to be coached It's not going to be a problem. We're going to use a fullback, which we're going to pick up as well, which I think is amazing. So, I mean, we got Jalen Naylor from the Vikings. Now, he was behind two number ones. He only got to play a little bit, and his small bit of playing time, he was very productive, hyper productive. And I think he'll open up here because he plays in the slot. He can play outside. He's very flexible. Another great pickup. Great pickup for the Raiders. Now, there's a lot more that's going on. Geno Smith got traded. Did you think that was coming? I certainly didn't. Geno Smith got traded to, of all teams, the Jets. I kind of feel sorry for the Jets. That's who drafted him in the first place. And in the second round, high in the second round. Good riddance. Goodbye. Good luck to Geno Smith. You and your fingers could travel on over to New York City. And boy, you thought it was tough in Vegas. Boy, the fans there will not put up with those shenanigans, I'll tell you. Just like we didn't, bro. We have improved our team a great deal, and it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And what a refreshing look at our team. I mean, I'm giddy almost because I can't believe all the great moves that are happening because we've had so much bologna for so long that, you know, we're used to having the wrong guy, picking the wrong free agents, you know, investing in a player that doesn't work out, a lot of money. I was talking to Randy, you know, the free agents that came here that talked a big game, Warren Sapp. Wah-wah. Randy Moss. Wah-wah. Moss used to quit on routes right out of the gate. You know, the balls snapped and he just stopped running. What a punk. And then he went to New England and he was all this and that. He was not ever a Raider. Never will be a Raider. And they talk to him sometimes when he's on these shows like he's a Raider. He ain't no Raider. Never been a Raider. Warren Sapp was not a Raider. No, not at all. So we've thrown money at a lot of free agents that were worthless. And I just don't see that now. I see a completely different plan formulated from a brilliance. Somebody who really is looking at the whole scheme, the whole thing, and we're starting to see the pieces that Kubiak is putting together for our offense and our defense. Spytek is all over it.
Can we give John Spytek a little bit of love? Can we give Clint Kubiak a little bit of love? The amount of people, the first 30 minutes that we're going, what the hell are we doing? We're cooking. We're cooking it up a lot. 8 total starters signed or traded for in the last 24 hours.
So Carlson also left, our kicker, which is kind of interesting. I thought he was a pretty good kicker. But statistics from the time we got him, drafted him, to the time he was released, he went down in percentage every year. But, you know, that's a, you know, those numbers, those stats are bullshit as far as I'm concerned, too, because the team is different. The circumstances are different. We had a terrible team last year. I can imagine we kicked some super long kicks in bad conditions just to try to get some points. I like Carlson. I think that was a bad move because now we have Matt Gay. Matt Gay from the 49ers, who, By all, you know, everyone else talking, is a bad choice for Carlson, for Gay, not a good choice. I don't know what I know the relationship with the special teams coach is very, very tight, but man, I don't know if I'd trade that leg for this guy. He's floated around Niners. He was with Washington. He was with a few teams. And so here we got him. So let's just hope that we got him to hold the football. because that would be something as in his job too, to hold the football, place kicker. So he can hold the football. Maybe we're going to get another kicker in the draft. I don't know. It could be. Could be. I'm not sure. Haven't looked at those guys as far as drafting kickers goes. I haven't done it in years because we usually have great kickers. Right? Right. Okay, another oddball thing that's kind of out there. Nate Hobbs is available. He left us and went to Green Bay, got a four-year deal for $43 million, and Green Bay cut him in 1 year because of his injuries. That's why we got rid of him, because he couldn't stay healthy. Now, maybe if we have a little extra dough, maybe we should just bring him into camp and see if he can play, because he wouldn't be playing every down, and we get him for a bargain, I believe. But he worked good for us. He was a good player for us, but he kept getting injured. Problem. And this is just free agency. We have a draft to go, but we still got all our picks, man. And that is a great, great sign that we're filling holes, that even after free agency, we'll be able to plug some of these holes up with young, upcoming football players, that if we're right and pick well, our season next year will be outstanding and near unbelievable. And if it's anything like I think, and if it's anything like I think we're going to do, let me tell you, the stadium will be blacked out every single flipping game. The Raider Nation's been waiting for something, and I think it's arrived. I think the fan is finally looking at the team going, hey, you know what? I think I'll go to a game. We might have to go to a game, honey. That's what I said to my wife. And, you know, I might go to an away game this year or next year for sure, just to see our team as it develops and gets better, to see Mendoza. I mean, these are exciting times for us. My physical therapist, because I had back surgery again a little while ago, I'm still recovering, but I'm good. My physical therapist has been a Chiefs fan forever. I had to listen to Chiefs stuff, I swear. No, he's a great guy. Great guy, super good guy. But, yeah, I had nothing to say. What could I say? Yeah, the Raiders suck. The Chiefs are good. I mean, but now I'm back. I mean, for this physical therapy now, the worm has turned. And he even said, oh, I don't know, man. The Raiders don't look like they're going to be a pushover this year. Quote, unquote. I believe so. I think the entire league sees us in a different light. We should be seeing us as a different light. I'm so pumped, Raider Nation. I can't even tell you. It's weird for me to do this show, like I said, because usually we're not doing jack because we don't have a coach. We have Coach Pierce. Yuck. You know, we had the antique. We had the gum assassin. Yuck. Nothing happened. No good things. You know, didn't spend any money, really. Didn't see anything positive coming down the line. The worm has turned, folks. The Raiders are going to be a team worth rooting for. And on that note, let me just say before I get to the bone line, the welcome wagon. You know what I mean? The wagon with all the bandwagon fans is getting polished up. The wheels are ready. Everything's lubed. It's ready to roll down the road because there's going to be a billion Raider fans coming out of the woodwork. People you never knew. Oh, yeah, I've loved the Raiders. Who cares? I don't care. I don't look at that because all the Raider fans that I know each other. We know who is. We know who's been through this nightmare and not just popped onto the scene and put a mask on and pretended to be some fan. Because that's going to happen a lot this year. I could care less. Bring it on. The more fans, the better. The more money spent, the better. The more seats with silver and black fans in them, the better. And I do see that coming. And this whole thing about the Raider Nation not filling the house is coming to a very swift ending. And I cannot wait to see the whole place blacked out, which we are going to see, folks, and it's going to be fun. And the tailgate, everything will be magnified incredibly. As you all know, anyone that was in Oakland during the run in 2000, 1998, 99, 2000, that run, epic time. And I expect that to be the same here in Las Vegas. And so let's get on to the bone line because it's that time.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go. The bone line.
7755 Raider. 7755 Raider.
Throw the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line because we got some guys shouting out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are from the nation to your station.
It's time for the bone line, the best part of the show. And it's popping. It's popping up in here. I love it, man. Usually not much for us this time of year, but this year, it's a special one. And our first caller, this cat's been calling in for 10 years. Raider Alfonso, right from Mexico City, an international Raider fan. I love it. What's up, brother?
Hello, Raider Nation. This is Alfonso from Mexico City. First of all, it's my condolences for Raider Nebraska. It was very, well, since the announcement, it was like painful each week, receiving bad news. But I hope that God give the family the hope and the resignation they need. Really, my blessings to his family. And it's so sad. I wish to all the Raider Nation stay healthy and my best wishes to all of them this off season, especially all the callers and the amazing podcast that especially you, Raider Greg, Randy, also Raider Randy. Thank you so much for this podcast, for this season. And I just want to thank everyone because I turn all this podcast to hear all your comments and your expressions and what we are hoping for. To be honest, I don't hope anything for next season because I think the NFL, is pushing out all the old owners. You know, you can see the Cowboys, you can see the Redskins, all owners that are old. The NFL don't want such owners because they want the whole control. You can see, it's just pathetic that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl just because the team was valued in $4 billion. That was the estimation that Jody Allen wanted for the team. Right now, the team is valued over $7 billion. So, of course, Goodell have his commission. And also, this rig. But I just love the Raiders. I love the team. I love the Raider Nation. So fuck up all the NFL and the stupid, management. But let's go, Raiders. Thank you. We hope we can arrive to this season. And thank you so much. Muchas gracias.
First off, thank you for saying that about Brandon, Nebraska Raider. What a dude. But as far as the NFL and being against the Raiders, we've been talking about this since it started in the 60s. It's, it's mute. I just want to win. And yes, I'm sure there's some shenanigans, and it's not a coincidence that, yes, the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and they went up for sale quickly after for a ridiculous $9 billion, $8 billion, something like that. Yeah, you know, it's all about the money. I don't care. Our season's going to be really good, bro. It's going to change a lot. I appreciate you calling in for all these years too, man. So, yeah, we got a lot of good things coming up, and I appreciate the props, my brother. And our next caller, a very nice, good man from my church, no less, Raider Joe, is in the house from Forestville. First time caller. What's up, my good brother?
Hello, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. It's Raider Joe from Forestville, California here. Just my observation here. I've seen the video of Fernando Mendoza's fourth down and six quarterback draw about 50 times now. He shows the heart and soul of a Raider laying it all out there to get that first down and much more for the touchdown. He reminds me of a former Raider great who laid it all out there and never got all of the accolades, Jeff Hostetler. So I'd encourage you to watch that video again and think about Hoss. And there's a bit of Hoss in there. So I say, please draft Fernando Mendoza.
Well, of course, you know what I got to say now is Hoss is the boss. It's all you heard when he was in. Hoss is the boss. Hostetler was a creature, man. I swear. There's so many guys we should have gone all the way with. But long story short, good call. Love the music. Can't wait for the pick. We got a year ahead of us, my brother. We got a good year ahead of us. And our next caller, the Bluegrass Raider. You've been calling in for 12 years, brother. We appreciate it. And best of all the fans appreciate it. I love your takes. What do you got for the nation?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Perez, Raider Nation. This is Bluegrass Raider. I have returned after a long hiatus of abysmal season. I didn't call in almost the entire all of last season because it was so abysmal, and we all know how that turned out. I caught up on a couple of the episodes a little bit, and first and foremost, I want to give my condolences to Nebraska Raiders family. I cannot begin to, you know, describe how much as I never met the man like some of you did. I'm sure he was a great, great guy. May he be welcome into the Lord's kingdom. And may they keep him, you know, and may his family know peace. And as far as the team goes, we absolutely should get Mendoza. Sorry, I'm just getting over a little bit of a cold. We should absolutely get Mendoza. I hope that we can spend the money to either upgrade the O-line or, as you said in the last episode, Raider Greg, teach the O-line, coach the O-line. I believe Kubiak is a nice addition. I think we're in a step in the right direction. We have an actual coach, one that has not passed it, one that knows what they're doing, one that knows what to expect from their staff and their players. And it's been a long time since we've had that. You know, and so hopefully we're going to be looking up at things. I completely agree with you. That's the only one in the draft that I can give two rips about. because it doesn't look to be very thick with talent. So we'll see what goes on, you know, but I'd love to hear your take on the whole O-line situation, because if we don't do something with that O-line, it's going to be a nightmare for the poor kid. And also, who are we going to get to sort of ride the ship while he's on the bench watching and learning? It surely ain't going to be Geno. I could do a better job than Geno. And my physicality is lacking a lot. So, if you know, you know. So let me know your thoughts on that, Ryder Greg. I'd love to hear your take on that. And that's just me. Until next time, Bluegrass Raider, and I'm out.
Well, first of all, brother, thank you for those. Those very kind words, very truthful words, actually, for Brandon, the Nebraska Raider. Yeah, man, I miss him. I'm sure we all do. It's crazy, huh? One of our people, for sure. In a much better place now, I can tell you. Also, you were talking about the team this year, the Kubiak, and how it is. Man, it's better than you could think. The coaching staff is loaded with wisdom, knowledge, patience, and good teachers. Not only that, our offensive line is being built as we speak. We're spending the money, man. We got one of the best centers in the league, a beast from the Ravens. And this guy is going to move some bodies. Genty is going to explode this year. So, yes, I think it's going to be a great season. I think we've got the right people in the right places. I believe we've got a lot of the holes filled. We still have more, but, I mean, we got two linebackers already, and they're studs, and they're young. Yeah, we're moving and shaking, and we're going to get Mendoza, but Mendoza's going to have a very good protection group up front. And Geno's gone, man. He got traded to the Jets for a seventh-round pick. Yes, and we gave them a sixth, or vice versa. Long story short, we don't have to deal with Geno at all anymore now. We got to pay him his $18 million. It still frees up all the salary for next year. You know, that's fine with me. Thank you. No, blame it all on Geno, like my son says. We could blame this doggone Max Crosby thing on Geno. I think I will. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in all these years, brother. I have a feeling you're going to be calling in more because I think you know what's happening. I can feel it. It's pretty crazy, but it's happening. Thanks for the call, man. And our next caller is Raider Tracy from New Jersey. Been calling in the show for 4 years. You're a veteran for sure. We appreciate you too. What do you got for us?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. Prez, this is Tracy calling from Jersey. Just got the news about the trade, and I just don't know what to say. I'm like, I was hoping that getting the first pick, and I pray that it's still going to be Mendoza, that we would then have an identity on both sides of the ball. And it'd be great to have it, you know, in special teams as well, but we would have something in the offense with Mendoza and Genty and Bowers. And on the defense, we would have Max and obviously continue to build that defense, especially in the secondary. So now, I don't know. I'm just, like, disappointed. I'm throwing my bones early. I don't know if anyone else has called yet, but I tell you what, man, if they don't pick Mendoza, I'm done. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, looking forward to hearing what Raider Nation's got to say. Love Raider Nation, love my Raiders, but damn, I don't understand this fully. I guess unless Max really, 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 really wanted out, then that's how it goes, but I would have liked for him to have stayed. Same as I would have liked to have had Khalil Mack and still had Derek Carr, but, you know, those are just wishes. Anyway, I'm out. Peace out to Raider Nation. And in the words of my brother Brandon. God bless Raider Nation.
Well, I understand. A lot of people were bummed. A lot of people were pissed. But guess what? Trade fell through. You know that now. I just think he was done dirty. We were done dirty. I just don't see us trading with the Ravens anywhere in the near future, if ever. Because that's pretty crappy. Long story short, we got Max back, so we'll see what happens now. Now it's an adventure. it's so Raider-like. Tell me, is that true? As soon as I heard the trade was rejected, I'm like, gosh. And I thought we were going to go through a whole season without any drama. Oh, well. Love the call. I love the passion. Max is going to be home. I don't think he's going anywhere. His value is really diminished. We'll see. I mean, but he wanted out, which was the craziest thing. And now it looks like he's stuck here.
Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Not a good look, but we'll see what happens. Love the call. Keep calling, girl. And our next caller is the Cheesehead Raider. I love your passion, bro. Always. You've been calling in for 8 years. I love your... You're just a good Raider fan. And you care. And it's great. And I appreciate you calling in. So what do you got today for us, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin, and once again, the Raiders show how effing stupid they truly are. You had two of all-time great defensive ends, and you trade them both away. Oh, but Cheesehead, we get two first-round draft picks for Crosby. Yeah, how many draft picks did we get for Khalil Mack? And how many of those picks are still on our team? Absolutely ignorant, asinine. I am so sick of this. I don't know how much more of the Raiders that I can take.
Well, I'm not surprised because I was kind of like, okay, Max, to me, it seemed like he wanted to leave. So it wasn't the Raiders saying, you got to go. It was Max, and he's the one who wanted to go to the Ravens. That was his choice. Bro, let me tell you, the Raiders were like, well, you don't want to play here. He's tired of waiting. We've heard it all. And he got traded. But guess what? You're so happy. He's back on our team. It didn't work out. The Ravens kind of screwed him and us at the same time. So there you go. We've got Max back. So maybe that's going to change a little thing here and there. I don't know. Maybe he'll play. If I were him, I'd be furious and I'd want to play the Ravens every chance I got. But we'll see because it's up to him. And I love your passion, man. I love how angry you got. That's how we roll, all of us. So I appreciate the call, brother. Thanks for calling in always. Everybody on our show, you know, you're one of the guys, right? Thanks for being one. And our next caller really needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one because he absolutely deserves one. This episode of So Says the Prez. I love it. Who's been calling our show for 11 years, bro. Thank you. What do you got for us?
Well, well, well. Raider Nation, this is the Prez, and I was just want to chime in about the situation with old Max. Now, we've been talking about this for a long time ago, and we heard Raider Randy's clash, should I stay or should I go? The thing is, it was already known that he was going to go. But in politics, we say the right thing and we do the right things until the unfortunate time to drop the bombshell on you. Now, I have no ill mad feelings toward Max because Max gave all he had. And sometimes with these repeated regimes, it gets hard to stay. And pardon my voice, I'm a little twangy. Excuse me, you know, I'm kind kind of coming away from a cold and recovering, so I don't have that clear voice. But anyway, you know, all these coaches and regimes and stuff like that and losing and dysfunctional, when you're a superstar player, you're not going to tolerate that too much. I don't care who you are. And then you start looking at, what are my options? What do I do? Yes, he definitely indeed loved the Raider Nation and the Raiders. So I kind of like chuckle when I see some of these comments about, you know, Fairweather and Prater. No, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, that's not true. He loved the Raiders, and he gave it his all. You know, and if you was in the situation, I'll put a situation that you can relate to. How about this right here? Same thing with Oakland. You know, our stadium. As much as we would love to have been there to work things out, God damn it, we needed a brand new stadium. Now, if you had a chance and an opportunity to go to a better, to thrive, to do what you got to do, I doubt very seriously you'd turn it down. That's just like saying if I stayed in the hood, in the ghetto, and somebody offered me to stay in the suburbs where it's quiet and I had to dodge bullets and deal with Pookie and Ray Ray's bullshit and everything else that goes along with it. And I can say that because I was formerly a hood dude way, way, way back when. But let's not tell nobody that. But anyway, getting back to the point, he did what he had to do. You understand what I'm saying? He did what he had to do. And it is what it is, Raider Nation. I'm pretty sure, like Charles Woodson, he'll be back when the time comes. LeBron did the same things, too. He broke a lot of hearts when he left Cleveland. He came back and got him a championship. But it's a business. We're living in the days. Do not get overly attached to players. So, says the prayers, you should be by now just falling out of your chair, your bike, your whatever. Can you not understand that this is a brand new era? I am so stoked. I am so blown away. I do not know what to say except, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Good job, front office. So far, hey, very impressive. We're spending that money real good. Normally, we would waste money, but, hey, look like it's money well spent. And dare I even say, the draft. So much to look for this year. We were all bombed out. We were so, oh, man, we were so disappointed. We just knew that we had Sneaky Pete and Gino, but it didn't happen, and that's bridge over water. Get ready for a brand new era, a brand new sensation, a brand new everything for this upcoming season. I'm liking it. I'm loving it. I'm over the Crosby thing already because I see progress. And, hey, this defense is stacked in the draft, so bear that in mind. And remember, Max Crosby was a late draft pick, so who's to say we cannot have another one that comes from out of the darkness? Next man up. Oh, man, I can just hear Raider Randy and Raider Greg. As a matter of fact, bring in the Super Freak. That's right. I'm dancing. And I'm pumped. And I'm fired up. So says the prayers, Raider Nation. Stay tuned, because from what I heard, there's plenty more from where they came from. Raiders.
Well, that was succinct. It was well thought out. It was everything that I said, actually. But at this point, you already know that the trade was denied. It was rejected. Max was rejected, believe it or not. So now I think it's weirder. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's strange now because it was, the cat was out of the bag, like he wanted to leave. And the Raiders were like, okay, well, if we get this much for you, you can go. And they asked him where he wanted to go. And the team that stuck out there was the Ravens. And so there you go. I don't know if he's going to stay long. I don't know if he's still available. So we'll see if anybody steps up. But crazy. Just when you think the drama is over, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
the Raiders carry it every season somehow. It is just freaky that way. Love the call, man. Always your true, true Raider Nation. And I know you what you were like when you were younger. You're like me, too. We don't want to talk about it. I love it. And our next caller, our very good Raider brother. You know him. He's been calling in for 11 years, bro. The Raider Disciple out of Orange County, I believe. What do you got for us, brother?
Raider Nation, Randy Gregg, and all the Raider Nation fans. Listen, I know everybody's in mourning tonight, man, because we heard about what happened with Max Crosby. But listen to what I'm going to tell you, man. This is not the first superstar that walked out of the Raider Nation, man. You guys remember Nandi? You guys remember Josh Jacobs? You know, Charles Woodson went to the Green Bay, and Khalil Mack left, and the shield stands. Listen to what I'm telling you, man. Spytek, Brady, and Kubiak are going to make this team a better. I understand it hurts. He has been our heart and soul for so many years, but man, he's a sacrificial lamb. I wish him well. I hope he is prosperous where he goes, man, but this is what we really need, man. I'm going to tell you right now, man, Raider Nation, we're going to be okay. Raider Disciple, and I'm out. Oh, I forgot, man, the Disciple back at you guys. What the hell you think we're going to really do, man? They're building this team around Fernando Mendoza, man. It's obvious. I love Max. I'm gonna miss him. But you know what, man? We see a vision bigger than him, man. Now I know I had me a couple Bud Lights, man, and that's how the Raider Disciple does it, man. But I'm telling you, man, don't panic, guys. This is what we're getting ready to do, man. We're gonna be good, man. Ready, Greg, Randy, everybody. Let me tell you something, man. We're going fine, man. We're out.
Well, see, that's how I feel too. I mean, everything you said is exactly how I see the whole thing. He wanted to go. We needed the picks. It was a perfect match. He got to go to a new place where he could possibly get a ring. Now, I think we're in a good place to get a ring ourselves, and perhaps he would have been over there watching us go to the playoffs. Not sure. But the trade was rejected, as you now know. And Now we got drama. Drama, and everybody is talking about this. You know, it hasn't happened since the Jets way back when. And, oh, my gosh. Just when you think you can get through a season without it, the drama monster, I'll call it the drama mama, shows up at the door. You got no choice. She's here. Thank you for the call, brother, and Colin, for all those years, man. For sure, part of the family. And our next caller, right out of Dallas, Texas, a super OG, I gotta say, bro. Raider Jesse James been calling the show for 14 flipping years, bro. Hard to believe, I know, but I love it. I love you when you call. It's great. I appreciate you being part of the family as well. Big time OG. Jesse James, what's up?
What's up, my Raider family? It's Raider Jesse James out of Dallas. Man, just checking in, stopping by, seeing how the family's doing, how everyone's doing out there. Hopefully great. You know, life is short, so let's make the best of it, right? All right, on to football. Let's talk real quick. Max Crosby, he's gone. Now we got to focus on the future. Two picks for him ain't too bad, I think. At the end of the day, guys, you know, I'm sure you're getting calls regarding this. He tried, you know, he really did. He gave his heart. He gave his soul, and we just couldn't get our shit together. So I don't blame him. And it's a new regime. It's a new era, but I think we've said that seven times. Something like that. So I'm going to focus on the positive, which is Mendoza. Let's draft him. Let's get some picks around him. Let's surround him with a great old offensive line and a great defensive line as well for the team. let's start off there. And I know we already picked up some pieces in the as far as free agency and whatnot. But overall, it does feel new to me. I think I'll be more stoked once it's official that we finally got Mendoza and then we don't fuck it up. Until then, man, I'm just, you know, keeping my ears open to see what kind of moves and changes are developing, but definitely staying on the positive side, Raider Greg. Raider Randy, appreciate your hard work. Raider Nation, I'm out. Raider Jesse James.
Absolutely, brother. You know, we just don't want them to muck it up, right? We don't want the Raiders to make a blundering mistake and overthink things, but I think Mendoza's the man, man. I think that's true. And if by now you should know our free agents are absolutely beasts. We have the best center in the NFL. We have two of the best linebackers in the league. They're young and they're fast and they're brutal. Our defensive line is okay. And guess what? Max is still here. So far what we have is a pretty good defensive line, great linebackers. Now, I don't know if Max fits in the defensive scheme. I don't know where he fits, but I don't know if he's going to be here. So it's still time to trade him. People still want him. We'll see how that works out. But I just see a lot of good things, man. You see a lot of good things, too. It's going to be great. You should keep calling in, man, because I'm going to keep doing shows because this year is the Bird is the beginning of the run. Listen to me. It's true. We're going to make a run at the Super Bowl, and it starts this season. I'm not kidding, and I ain't playing. Love the call, brother. And always, man, thanks for calling in for all those years. Hey, man, you're part of the family, too. You know. And with a 16-year OG calling history. Yeah, bro. You've been calling this show 16 years out of Albany, New York. The one and the only. Matty Raider. Love this guy. Long time, bro. Thanks for calling in so long. What do you got for us?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy. Raider Nation. Hey, it's Matty Raider, Albany, New York. Just calling. It's this Monday, the 9th. So over the weekend, Max is gone. Sad to see him go, but it was time. You know, at first I was kind of bummed, but to get that haul, two firsts, and to be quite honest, he wanted out. He didn't come right out and say it, but his podcast, everything else, he's the one who created all the noise. So he's got to go. You know, on a personal note, I think it's just we've gotten rid of two prime defensive players because our team is trash with Mack and Crosby, letting them go in there because we're just not a good team without good management. But that remains to be seen if we'll have good management moving forward. It looks like it. Today, it looks like we just got Linderbaum from Baltimore, who's an outstanding center. Going to move JPJ to guard, I think, signed Naylor from the Vikings. He was behind Doug Jefferson, and he would play, behind Addison because that idiot would drive drunk all the time and he'd get playing time. He's a pretty good receiver, actually, so we'll see. I think our team's going to be vastly improved, but, you know, I'm always optimistic. So we'll wait and see. Looks like we're re-signing Stokes at corner. Be interesting to see what we do here, but hopefully we have a plan because I'm tired of this rudderless ship that we call our team. So we shall see. Looking forward to your next podcast, brother. Later.
Yeah, man, you should bring it up a notch because you should be excited. That center is no joke. That's like the most important part of the offensive line. We got the best one in the league. You see him on tape, he just pushes people all over the place. He's a great run blocker. And, you know, whatever they say about him, let me tell you, the Ravens wanted to keep him, and they threw a big bag at him every bit they had, and it just wasn't enough. And we got two outstanding linebackers. Outstanding. We got another defensive lineman. You know, this is in free agency. We haven't even drafted yet. And Max is still here. I don't know if he's going to stay here. The drama from your mama, she's at the door still. And we'll see how it plays out. I don't know if he's going to want to stay here, but who knows what's going to happen. It's just a more drama, more to talk about. The whole sports world is buzzing. Long story short, bro, thanks for calling in for all those years, man. You're the man. You know all the callers. You've been listening, and it's been really cool to have you here. You were some of the long-distance guys when I first started. I mean, anyway, brother, thanks for calling in all these years. You're really definitely the family. You're big time in circle. Okay, thanks again. Love the take. Be positive. It's getting better, big time better, way better than I ever thought. And I'm jacked good. And you know how skeptical I can be? Yes, you do. And I'm not. All right, brother. Great call. And our next caller, my very good brother, Raider Steve in Vegas, the guy with the pulse on all that's going on there, and a caller, forget this, folks, 18 years, man. 18 years, Steve. It's crazy. I love Steve. We've had dinner, we had lunch together, we've had cocktails, but I just love who he is. Great family, man. Super together. I love the passion for the Raiders. Oh, my gosh. When he's hurting, we're all hurting. And, you know, the way you say it, the way
the way you tell the story and everything.
You give it all out there, man, just like the rest of us. Because when you're pissed, you're pissed. When you're angry, it's just like us. So it's great. I love all these calls, man. I appreciate this call as well. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, Raider Greg, it's Raider Steve and Vegas at free agency. I am stoked, man. I'm sad to see Max go, but honestly, it was time. I'm happy to have the picks, and more importantly, I'm happy to have the picks in the hands of a GM who seems to know what he's doing, right? No shade at Gruden, but those were, you know, he ruined the last time we had a bunch of picks. So I have full faith in Spytek. I love what we're doing. Signing all of these players today is key areas of need. And the best part is, like, it seems like there's an actual plan. All of these contracts are for 2 or 3 years only, which says to me that Spytek is trying to field a competitive team in the meantime while we develop these draft picks so that in 2 or 3 years, the draft picks that we make are going to replace these players potentially. But there's still room, like, to re-sign them if they want to, right? So it just seems really smart, man. This is the most confident I've been in the Raiders since I can remember, honestly. And I think the dark days are behind us, man. Like, I can't really find anything negative about Mendoza other than people saying he's not a physical freak, like Josh Allen or something like that. But other than that, man, he's super sharp. I think he's going to be really good, especially in the system that Kubiak's going to run. And I just love what they're doing, man. And, God, it's so weird to say that the Raiders are being competent, man. And I'm really stoked. Like, I'm not worried about us firing our coach after a year or worrying about the quarterback next year. No, regardless what happens this season, I still think we're going to be better. But, like, I don't have to worry about it anymore, man. That's such a relief. You know, it's hard to believe that I talked myself into believing in the team last year compared to what's happening now. Like, we have a youth movement. We're getting in quality free agents. We're going to have a quarterback. And who knows what we're going to do at pick 14, man. They could even trade back and get more if they wanted to. But in Spytek, I trust, man, and I am so stoked. So I think the dark days are over, Raider Nation. So I got to get a Mendoza jersey. Of course, maybe I should have jinxed them. Anyways, I'm out.
You betcha. That's right. The Raiders are a different organization. I'm so glad you see it too, because you and I are both very skeptical when it comes to a lot of things. But so far, man, This free agency has been epic. I mean, the right players, they got the money. They're not holding on to it like we have in years past. You know all this. We got a coach with a system, and we have assistants that are good, smart, great teachers. They're going to take these guys and teach them the right way. It's going to be a well-oiled machine. I'm so jacked, especially for you, man, because this stadium is going to be all blacked out. Because when Mendoza starts playing and the nation gets together and we start winning football games, forget it. There's not going to be room for any other color in the stadium, no matter what the cost. I'm telling you. So I'm positive about this year more than I have been in, you know, since the first Gruden regime and they went to the Super Bowl. That whole debacle and all that drama too. But that's the last time I remember feeling this way about this team. But man, oh man, I'm glad you're feeling it too. And the rest of the nation should feel it too. Great job, Steve. Thanks again for being a fan of the show for that many years, brother. And last, but never least, the Desert Raider. Raider Sid's in the house. 16 years you've been calling in, bro. You're crazy, man. We love it. I love your calls. I love your passion. And, you know, you are definitely, you're in the family, bro. I just got to tell you. I love it, man. I love all you callers. But what do you got for us this time, man? It's got to be good.
What up, Raider Randy? Raider Greg, the Prez. Raider Nation, this is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. All right, this free agency thing is wild. The Raiders are going friggin' nuts, spending some money finally. And you know what? You don't want to be that team that has to spend so much because that means you suck, and we do suck. But that's where we're at right now, and we want to get to the point where we're hardly spending anything because we don't need to because we've got our players. So it's going to take a few years to get there, but I think we're picking up some really quality players. And I know every year we say this, oh, this is the year, all this stuff is happening, and it's new. And but that's all we've got, all right? So we're going to start off with a brand-new kick-ass quarterback, a revamped line, some big players on defense, our offense. We've got some stars already, and we're going to get some more pieces just to make everything work. So I've got my fingers crossed, all right? And just one little thing. I was against the Linderbaum acquisition, you know, paying that much money for a center who was a shitty pass blocker. Well, it looks like he's really not that shitty of a pass blocker after all. I was going off of PFF grades, and I got stung, okay? It's not the end all be all. They don't put it all in context. So, it turns out that he is a friggin' stud. Okay. And we paid a lot of money for him. So he's going to have to kick ass. All right. Raider Nation. Let's go. Let's keep being aggressive and let's get some fucking players in here. Oh, and the biggest news of the day. Turns out we're going to get a 7th-round pick for Geno Smith. That's a fucking steal. That's the steal of free agency. All right, Raider Nation, this is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. I'm out.
You know, brother, I'm feeling absolutely the same. We have spent a lot of money, but good money on great players. We have two linebackers that are studs, and they're short-term contracts. Now, I just think they're building it in a very smart, wise play. You know, the center you're talking about, Linderbaum, that guy, yeah, you hear that he's not a good pass blocker, and then you watch him on film, you're like, oh, this guy takes up the whole gap by himself. And, you know, it's not going to be the only guy in the offensive line, but he's a beast, and everybody wanted him, but nobody could pay him like we could pay him. You know, so we're picking up. We got a wide receiver. We got another defensive back from the Bills. We're making moves, and I love it. I'd rather do that on good players, because these are good players. Not a bunch of has-beens or guys that are on their last leg, you know, just before they retire. They just go to the Raiders to get a check. Those days are over. This looks really slick, really good. Yeah, I know we're all skeptical, but we'll have to see. But I don't know, man. I say it every year. I got a feeling, but this is a different feeling. And Raider said, thank you again, brother, for being part of this brotherhood and this podcast. And I'll say it again. I'll say it loud and proud. The longest running Raider podcast ever in history since 2005. 683 shows. Nobody, and I mean nobody, and we ain't asking you for nothing. Click this, follow this. No, that's not who we are, man. We are a show by the fans, for the fans, and man, we got the best fans. And like I said at the beginning, wait till the bandwagon's full. It's polished up. It's ready to go, and you're going to see it. And I think it's funny, and I talked to Randy and other fans about it. I go, yeah, you're going to see people, you know, craziness. It's great. It's part of a winning culture, and we need it, and we deserve it. And, you know, that's about that. And I don't know what we're going to do about Crosby. He's got this issue. It's really his hot potato. He should say something, but I don't know. It's up to him. The Raiders certainly aren't saying nothing. They're kind of pissed. You understand that. We'll see what happens, man. But I'll tell you this. All you guys that call in, thank you for calling in, because this is odd. We don't usually get shows this time of year, but I'm going to keep doing them. When things happen, draft, before the draft, anything goes down, we're going to be on a show. So keep it tuned in. Raider Nation Podcast is ready to roll as the Raiders roll towards another trophy. I ain't kidding, and I ain't lying. Thanks again. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.